My name is Yang Tan. Today I'm going to talk about CleanOS, a new mobile operating system that limits sensitive data exposure. This is joint work with Philip, Sarvan, Ashish, Roxana, and Nikhil from Columbia University. Today, enormous advances in mobile technology has led to an exciting transition, where small yet powerful mobile devices are taking over desktops as a primary computing platform. This transition is happening for two reasons. First, mobile devices are becoming very powerful these days. For example, they can run full-fledged desktop operating systems and applications. And second, there are many other great advantages that mobile devices bring over desktops, such as universal access to data and applications. Unfortunately, despite their great advantages, mobile devices also bring new challenges, especially with respect to the security and privacy of data stored on these devices. One huge challenge is that in the old desktop world, data used to be stored in physically secured, firewall-enabled networks, such as a corporate network. However, users now take their mobile devices out into the real world, where they can easily be stolen, seized, or lost. Unfortunately, in spite of these threats, mobile operating systems have not evolved to protect the sensitive data from thieves or other parties that may capture the device. Like their desktop ancestors, mobile operating systems mismanage their sensitive data by allowing it to accumulate on the theft-prone device. And such mismanagement occurs at all layers in the operating system. For example, the OS doesn't securely erase the allocated data, and applications hoard sensitive data for performance or convenience reasons. And of course, all this data hoarded on the mobile device is placed at risk if the device is stolen or lost. For example, a thief can dump the RAM and flash memory contents or break password. Let me give you a few examples from a small study we run on Android Gingerbread. We wanted to find out how much sensitive data a thief can get. Specifically, we installed 14 popular applications, such as email and password managers. We dumped their memory and SQLite database contents. For each application, a tick in this table means we found the clear text password and contents from the dumps. Take the email application as an example. We were able to grab the clear text password and email snippets at all times from the RAM. Also, everything is present in clear text SQLite database. As a result, we captured sensitive data from 13 out of the 14 applications. All the 13 applications hoard some sensitive data in clear text database or RAM, and 9 of them hoard sensitive data in clear text RAM at all times. And much of this data are exposed by the applications themselves because they just don't have the appropriate support from the operating system. And the big issue with the sensitive data accumulation is that securing the data is really, really hard. Sure, people can and should encrypt the file system, the RAM, or use one of the existing remote wipeout systems to disable the data on the device after loss. But all of these existing tools come with limitations. They are not entirely perfect. For example, 57% of corporate users don't even lock their devices. And for those who do, many configure extremely poor passwords, which render any encryption scheme useless. Moreover, physical attacks have been historically unbelievably difficult to protect against, because the thief could tamper with the device. And if they do, they will find a trove of sensitive information. So in general, these solutions are imperfect stopgaps to operating systems that were never designed with physical insecurity in mind. And as a result, they lack appropriate abstractions for dealing with the sensitive data. So in this talk, we argue precisely for that, the need for new mobile operating system abstractions for sensitive data. We believe that rather than allowing the sensitive data to accumulate unlimitedly on the device and then scrambling to protect it, mobile operating systems should instead try to manage sensitive data rigorously and keep the device clean at any point in time in anticipation of device theft or loss. And if the device is stolen or lost, then the operating system should ensure that the minimal amount of sensitive data can be exposed, and the users know precisely what data was exposed. So CleanOS is our first step to create SAC, a clean mobile operating system. It is an Android-based OS that minimizes and audits exposure of sensitive data on a stolen or lost mobile device. It does so by implementing a new abstraction called a sensitive data object, or SDO for short. We believe this is a long overdue abstraction in operating systems. An SDO identifies locations of sensitive data in RAM and stable storage, monitors its use by applications, and evicts sensitive data to the cloud whenever it is not under active use. The eviction helps us maintain a clean environment at any point of time on the device, so that a potential thief cannot get a free lunch by capturing the device. Instead, the thief has to go to the cloud to access any unused SDOs. And upon that time, the cloud can enforce a lot of useful post-loss functions on the data. Clearing the operating system is a broad vision because all layers of current mobile operating systems mismanage sensitive data, as we've mentioned before. Our paper, which is the first step toward this vision, is focusing on only one of these layers, the application layer, which is a very important piece of the problem. In the remainder of this talk, I will introduce the CleanOS architecture, the prototype, the evaluation, and then conclude. Our design of CleanOS relies on a few crucial insights from mobile operating systems. First, although sensitive data are exposed permanently, much of them are actually used very rarely. For example, the email password is constantly exposed, but it's only used during refreshes. A particular email content is only used when the user reads that email. Second, most mobile applications have a cloud backend, which already stores the sensitive data. So why expose it on the mobile device as well, right? Third, mobile devices are becoming increasingly connected with pervasive wireless and cellular coverage these days. We leverage these three insights to turn Android into a clean operating system in the following way. Applications create SDOs and place their sensitive data in them. This way, they identify their sensitive data to CleanOS. CleanOS then manages them rigorously by implementing three key functions for SDOs. First, CleanOS tracks data in SDOs using taint tracking. It automatically adds any new data computed from SDO data to the SDO. Second, CleanOS evicts SDOs to a trusted cloud whenever the SDO becomes idle. The trusted cloud could be the application's own cloud or a third-party maintained service. Actually, we don't ship the data itself to the cloud. We just encrypt the data with the SDO's key and then store the key on the cloud. Third, CleanOS fetches the key from the cloud and decrypts SDO's data when it's accessed again. For example, the email application may have a content SDO and a password SDO. When the user reads an email, the password SDO is actually not used, so it is evicted. Later on, when the application goes to the background, the content SDO also becomes idle, so both SDOs are evicted. The major benefit of CleanOS is that it increases post-loss data control. For example, suppose your device is stolen at some point in time, and you notice the loss after a while. Initially, before the thief stole your device, he had no access to it. But after he steals your device, he gains full access to the device and any data or keys stored on it. He can tamper with the device in all sorts of ways, in both hardware and software. For instance, he can dump your RAM contents. With CleanOS, however, two things happen. First, because CleanOS keeps evicting idle data, it ensures that only very few sensitive data is exposed on the device at the time of theft. Second, after theft, the cloud can implement a variety of useful functions on top of the SDOs that are not exposed. For example, it can log all accesses to these SDOs so that you can tell what data was exposed following the theft. You can also disable all accesses by just telling the cloud not to give out any keys. Finally, the cloud can detect suspicious SDO accesses and automatically disable them or rate limit them. In this paper, we focus on the auditing. Therefore, CleanOS gives you a much better control over the sensitive data on your device. The SDO abstraction is the major contribution of CleanOS. An SDO is a logical collection of Java objects that contain sensitive data and that are related somehow. For example, an email password SDO may contain the password string and all objects computed from it. An email contents SDO may contain all emails in a thread. A bank account SDO may include all transactions in an account. CleanOS provides an API to let application developers deal with SDOs. They can create an SDO, add objects to it, or remove objects from it. When the application creates an SDO, it needs to provide a human readable description, which is used for auditing. CleanOS assigns each SDO a unique SDO ID, which is used for identifying SDOs both locally and remotely. Next, I'm going to show you an example about how an application uses the SDO. As we've seen earlier, the default email application hoards many sensitive data. It's really hard for the applications to manage this data on their own because they would need to identify all traces of the sensitive data, including data that is computed from the password or contents. In addition, the application would also need to implement all the eviction and decryption stuff. With CleanOS, however, life is much easier. The developer simply needs to create SDOs and place their sensitive data in them. Here's the code snippets of all that an email application developer needs to do. The application creates a password SDO with a username as the description and adds the password string to the SDO. It also creates an email SDO and adds the subject, the content, and the reply into it. After that, CleanOS will take care of the rest. Now I'm going to introduce the CleanOS architecture. This figure shows the architecture of the Android operating system. At the bottom layer is the Linux kernel. On top of that is the Delvik Java virtual machine. At the top is the Java application, which has a lot of data in the Java heap, as represented by the dots here. So this is Android. Next, let's look at how CleanOS modifies Android to support all the new features. CleanOS introduces three modules in the Delvik VM. The tracking module modifies the TaintDroid taint tracking system to track SDOs. The eviction module introduces the evict idle garbage collector, which is a new kind of garbage collector that I will cover in a few slides. The decryption module modifies the Delvik bytecode interpreter to deal with the evicted SDOs. There is also a trusted cloud, which can either be the application's cloud or a third-party service. The cloud stores SDO keys and metadata in a database and maintain an audit log. For example, the application creates a password SDO and adds the password string to it. CleanOS will give it an SDO ID, let's say 123 here, and an SDO key, which is randomly generated. Then, CleanOS registers the SDO with the cloud. The cloud stores the application name, the SDO ID, description, and key. It also adds an entry in audit log. Okay, so the password string is the first object in this SDO. As it is computed upon, the application creates new strings and objects based on the password. And as these new objects get computed, CleanOS tracking module automatically adds them to the same SDO. After a while, when the application stops using this SDO, CleanOS eviction module will encrypt all objects in the SDO, purge this SDO key, and notice the cloud about the eviction. And the cloud will append an audit log entry. Later on, if the application uses the SDO again, CleanOS decryption module will fetch the key from the cloud and decrypt the data. And of course, the cloud will append another entry to the log. So far, I've gone through the typical working flow of CleanOS. Next, I'm going to describe more about the three modules in the CleanOS Delvik VM. The first one is for SDO tracking. CleanOS uses a modified version of TinyDroid to track SDOs. TinyDroid uses 32-bit shadow tiny tags to mark objects or primitives with one or more tines. The tiny tag is attached to each Java field. CleanOS imposes a specific structure on tiny tags. In particular, it stores the SDO ID in the tiny tag and reserves a bit to indicate the eviction status of the field. For example, if the eviction bit is set, then CleanOS knows that the field is encrypted and needs to fetch the key from the cloud. We also included a new tiny scheme to propagate one SDO ID. To evict SDOs, we introduce a new type of Java garbage collector, the Evict Idle Garbage Collector, or EIGC for short, which is our second major contribution in this work. While a traditional garbage collector deallocates only objects that are guaranteed to never be used in the future, our EIGC evicts objects that have not been used for a period of time, even if they might be used again in the future. We run the EIGC periodically to evict idle SDOs. To evict a Java object, EIGC traverses down to the data bearing fields, which are primitives and arrays of primitives. We don't evict references or calls, whether they are tainted or not, because they are not actual data. CleanOS uses the AES encryption in counter mode to encrypt those data fields. It generates a key stream from the SDO key and XORs it with the data field to get the ciphertext. The implementation is challenging because we need to store both the ciphertext and AES metadata, which may not fit in the data field. So for primitives, we replace the data field with a pointer to a metadata structure, which contains the ciphertext and the counter. For arrays of primitives, Delvik maintains an array object structure containing the array contents. So we just store the ciphertext in place and put the counter in the array object structure. And by the way, there are certain operations that should be atomic, such as reading a primitive. However, because of the eviction, if later on two threads attempt to access the same evicted field, there may be a race condition. Therefore, we also introduce a mutex lock to protect the eviction contents. So now, we've talked about some of CleanOS modifications to the Delvik VM. A common pitfall when introducing new OS abstraction is to rely on applications to adapt to using them in order to get any benefit. In CleanOS, we avoid this pitfall by providing a set of solid defaults. Each application in CleanOS, whether modified or not, gets three SDOs by default. An SSL SDO with all network input that comes over some SSL connection are included. A user input SDO, where we include any string that the user types into the keypad, and a password SDO, which identifies and tracks input in password boxes. We've modified the Android SDK in a few places to support these SDOs. And the approximate code of these modifications is shown on the slide. For example, the SSL library just creates an SSL SDO and adds the clear text data buffer to it. The modifications are simple because SDOs are so easy and natural to use. Applications can actually override these SDOs or opt out of them. Although the default SDOs are coarse-grained, they dramatically limit exposure of sensitive data in unmodified applications, as we'll show in a couple of slides. CleanOS has some impacts on both performance and energy consumption. Fortunately, we've included several optimizations to reduce the overhead. First, we pause the EIGC when the application is idle. Second, the EIGC evicts all SDOs in bulk. Third, the EIGC remembers which SDO keys were used recently and prefetches those keys at once. This is a very important one, which improves the performance a lot. We built a CleanOS prototype by modifying Android Gingerbread and TinyDroid in significant ways. In this talk, I only briefly touched three of them. There are many more changes that you can find in our paper. We modify the email and KeePass applications to use the SDOs. Both requires only 7 lines of code change. In addition to this, we also build one post-loss service that is the auditing service hosted on Google App Engine. Here's a screenshot of the audit log. Other services could also be built, such as disabling the keys after the user notices theft, or disabling the accesses to certain SDOs while outside a trusted network. So far, I've talked about CleanOS architecture and prototype. Next, I'll show some evaluation results. We did a number of experiments in our paper, where in this talk, I'll just talk about whether CleanOS limits data exposure, supports effective auditing, and also CleanOS performance. First, let's see how much CleanOS limits data exposure, which is our main goal in CleanOS. This table shows the fraction of time in which sensitive data in the email application was exposed. Without CleanOS, the password and the contents were exposed almost all the time. With default SDOs, CleanOS reduces data exposure by about 90%. Application-defined SDOs further reduce content exposure to merely 0.3%. We got similar results in Facebook and Mint applications as well. Therefore, default SDOs already drastically curb sensitive data exposure, so you don't really need applications SDOs for that. However, for auditing, we do need applications adaptations. Let's see the precision of CleanOS auditing service. By precise, we mean that if a user sees some SDOs in the audit log, the data is really exposed. Intuitively, the precision would be very good for fine-grained SDOs and bad for coarse-grained ones. Default SDOs are quite precise for password, but they are too coarse-grained for other types of data. That's exactly what our results show, because in an email application, all email contents, along with many other stuff, are captured in one giant SSL SDO. On the other hand, auditing is effective when SDOs are fine-grained. For example, the application-defined SDOs boost the precision for email contents. Now, you can see why it's important for applications to adapt eventually, although we can get some benefits for just using the default ones. For best auditing properties, applications should define their own SDOs. Now, let's look at CleanOS performance under Wi-Fi environment. We measured the time for various activities in 3 applications. The green bars are the time for the original Android. The brown bars are for the CleanOS. The numbers are the differences between the two. We can see that the overheads are largely unnoticeable over Wi-Fi. However, in a 3G environment, the overheads are no longer unnoticeable. But don't worry too much. In most cases, our optimizations bring the overhead back to an acceptable level. Therefore, the optimizations improve 3G performance significantly, which makes CleanOS practical. So, to bring everything to a close, I've talked about how today's mobile operating systems and applications mismanage sensitive data by allowing it to accumulate on these theft-prone devices, exposing it to thieves if the device is stolen or lost. I've also talked about CleanOS, a new Android-based OS that is designed to minimize the amount of sensitive data exposed on the device at any point of time and offer a set of post-theft controls over unexposed data. CleanOS does so with 2 new inventions. First, sensitive data objects, a new and long overdue OS abstractions for managing sensitive data rigorously, and second, the evict idle garbage collector, which monitors SDO data usage and evicts unused SDOs whenever they are not under active use on the device. More importantly, CleanOS brings a new and, we believe, very powerful view on the data security in general. So instead of trying to protect data against all attacks, which is often too expensive or impossible, systems should be designed to minimize the amount of data that can be exposed following an attack and provide the user with audit trails for what data was exposed. We believe that that this view is broadly applicable to many domains, such as data center and web data security. Thank you.
Hi, great talk, Mark Silverstein, UT Austin. I wonder what is the implication on power consumption of this additional workload?
Sure. So actually we have done some evaluation results and I'll show you. So this slide shows our energy consumption of the CleanOS system. So the overall energy overhead is very low, it's only less than 9% over Wi-Fi network. And actually, among the, we split the energy consumption with the network, the CPU, and the LCD, and we find that the screen actually consumes most of the energy. Well, CleanOS does add both network consumption and the CPU consumption, but they are adopted by the screen energy consumptions, and overall is acceptable. Does it answer your question?
Hi, Jason Flynn from Michigan. I have a sort of a general question whether there's it feels like you've discovered kind of a fundamental trade-off between the performance benefit of caching, the ability to forget data, and then the granularity. And specifically, I would think in this one, it comes to batching. It feels like the batching optimization is a great optimization for performance, but then you're going to have to sacrifice granularity. And so I guess that's a specific question, and the general question is, how do you balance those concerns?
Okay, so this is actually a good, very good question. We do have some trade-offs between the performance and security in terms of how much data you expose on the device. And we can actually let the users configure what is the eviction policy. For example, we can configure the timeout where we do the eviction. So if you use a short timeout, then we can get more security on the device, but relatively bad performance. And if we have a large timeout, then performance would be good, but we may expose more data on the device. And so in the results that I've shown you before, we actually used a timeout of 1 minute. We believe this is a very short number. It's much smaller than the time that the thief can capture your device and do the memory harvesting. And in our experience, we find that the fairly coarse grain timeout won't actually affect the security and performance very much. And in terms of your questions about our bulk prefetching, bulk eviction optimizations, we did some experiment, and we have the numbers on the paper. I cannot remember them at this moment, but you can look at our paper. Thank you.
Hi, this is Stefan Bukur from EPFL. Great work. My question is, what happens to the eviction mechanism when the device is taken offline?
This is actually another very good question. And so this is covered in the paper. I didn't mention in this talk, but I have a backup slide. Wait a moment. OK. So actually, we have two types of disconnections. So one is a short-term disconnection, such as a temporary network glitches. And another is a long-term disconnection. For example, you travel on the air. And CleanOS has different solutions for those two types of disconnections. For short-term disconnection, we actually extend the eviction of available SDOs by a bounded amount of time so that the data available on the device won't be evicted. And for the long-term connection, we can hoard the SDO keys before entering the disconnection mode. So does this answer your question?
Yes, it does. But I have one extra one, but I'll let next person.
Okay. Brian Ford, Yale University. Nice work. Just a question. I'm wondering, in the applications you looked at, and maybe others you might have played with, how, like, what percentage of objects in the system eventually get tainted by the sensitive data, and did you run into problems with taint bloom, like accidentally getting a lot of the application's data tainted, and stuff like that?
Thank you. So the question is about the problem with the over-tainting problem. And well, it's true that the taint tracking may result in some overtainting over time. However, thus far, we've not seen a huge impact of the overtainting. We've run the email application, and we captured the trace over 24 hours. So the email application was configured with my own email account. And we find that in 24 hours, only about 1.8% of the objects are tainted. And well, it may be true that over time, the taint may increase, but we haven't found any significant increase. And we don't know the long-term effects, and we think that it may be interesting to look at them. Thank you. More questions?
No, I mean, you've had a lot because you had a bit more time. Would you like another question?
Sure.
Sure.
So if there's time, I'm Jonas Wagner from EPFL, and I wanted to know whether the applications have some API to ensure that STOs are available, or whether they would just randomly freeze when trying to access some object that was actually evicted.
Well, currently we don't have SDO for the application doing that. But actually we believe that our SDO APIs, our SDO abstraction are transparent to the applications so that the application developer may not have to worry about the eviction. So does that answer your question?
So this just means that from an application point of view, I cannot warn the user that my user interface will freeze for one network round trip until the SDO is there again, right?
Right. Currently, we don't have that API.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. That's.
But anyway, we believe that the freeze, well, the overhead is not that significant, so the users may not notice that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So.